Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs National Conference of Chief Secretaries to further strengthen center-state partnership for faster growth. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. 28% and 6.6% from age group 0 to 5 years found to be stunted and underweight in Nagaland. And two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The three-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. The Conference of Chief Secretaries has been a key initiative driven by Prime Minister Modi's vision of fostering stronger collaboration between the center and the states. The 4th National Conference is focused on the theme promoting entrepreneurship, employment and skilling, leveraging the demographic dividend, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. Mr. Kiran Rijiju also shared numbers to highlight the development in Northeast ever since the NDA government took over in 2014. He said that between 1947 and 2014, 9 airports were built in the Northeast, while in the last 10 years, the number has increased to 17. He said similarly, till 2014, around 11,000-kilometer national highways were built, and in the last 10 years, over 16,000 kilometers have been built. Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law, and secularism and equality. Heated exchange of words took place between the members of the Treasury benches and DMK members on the issue of A. Raja's remarks against the members of the ruling side. In Nagaland, 28% and 6.6% children from the age group 0 to 5 years are found to be stunted and underweight. This data was provided by the Union Minister of Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, yesterday, to an unstarred question raised by MPs S. Supongmuran Jamir and Raja Ram Singh in the Lok Sabha. As per the state and union territory-wise details of funds released under Mission Poshan 2.0, in the last 3 years, Ms. Thakur also informed that funds totaling to an amount of ₹622.01 crore has been released to Nagaland during the last 3 years by the central government. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. A high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. This will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies' elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. social activist and advocate Kezokoto Savi was laid to rest at his native village in Jakama today. He passed away on Friday at a private hospital in Kohima. Expressing grief over his demise, Chief Minister Nipu Ryo, in a condolence message, described Mr. Savi as a dedicated, honest, and hardworking teacher and a social activist. Mr. Ryo said, as the president of the Naglan Voluntary Consumer Organization, he raised several issues for public awareness and welfare. The chief minister said his passing away is a great loss to the Naga society and Angami community. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak remarked that Mr. Savi was a well-known figure among the legal community, a crusader against corruption, and a concerned citizen who aspired for the best for Nagaland. Till the time of his passing, Mr. Savi was serving as a faculty of Kohima Law College. Naglan joined countrywide observation of National Lok Adalat or People's Court today. 354 cases at litigation and pre-litigation stage were amicably resolved and disposed of. The cumulative settlement amount was ₹5,46,87,912. A total of 456 cases were taken up during the proceedings. Held under the Naglan State Legal Services Authority, 11 benches were set up in the districts. These cases encompassed a wide range of disputes, including bank recovery cases, motor accident claims, and other matters. The Lok Adalat was held under the guidance of Executive Chairman, Naglan State Legal Services Authority, and Judge, Guwahati High Court, Justice Manash Ranjan Pathak, Member Secretary, NSLSA, Nico Akami. District and Session Judges, Judicial Magistrates, were the presiding officers, and lawyers were the conciliators. Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for a collateral-free agricultural loan from ₹1.6 lakh to 2 lakhs. It will be effective from 1 January next year. Agricultural and Farmers Welfare Ministry said this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and increasing cost of agricultural input on farmers. The move will provide enhanced financial access to farmers, enhance credit accessibility, particularly for small and marginal farmers. The initiative will also increase the uptake of Kisan credit card loans, allowing farmers to invest in agricultural operations and improve their livelihoods. Assam Rifles, in collaboration with Sakabama Village, organized Cleanliness Drive today as part of Swachhta Hi Seva campaign. The cleanliness drive was organized with the aim to raise awareness about the importance of sanitation and cleanliness, particularly in public spaces and remote village areas. Participants cleaned up streets, surrounding areas, ensuring that both children and community members benefit from a clean and hygienic environment. Airgun Sporting Association of Nagaland organized Fourth Winter Open Airgun Shooting Competition in Woka today. Deputy Chairperson, Woka Town Council, Nzano P. Kikon, lauded the association's efforts in promoting sports and encouraged greater female participation. She observed that there was growing interest in shooting sports in the region and expressed hope that talented shooters will rise to bigger acclaim. L. Yibomo Odio, Benatang Ovong, and M. Nyamol Odio were the winners of the competition. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs National Conference of Chief Secretaries to further strengthen center-state partnership for faster growth. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. 28% and 6.6% from age group 0 to 5 years found to be stunted and underweight in Nagaland. And two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be introduced in Lok Sabha. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.